Hello and welcome back to Proactive Investors. Here with me now from Sunstone Metals is Managing Director Malcolm Norris. Malcolm, glad to have you back on the program with us this morning. How are you?
Yeah, thanks very much, Alicia. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. So Malcolm, bring me up to speed on the latest gold and silver hits from Bramaderos's Limon target in Ecuador. What is drilling revealing here?
So today's release is an update from results from three drill holes that were drilled in the area of the gold-silver discovery that we announced with the results of hole 17. And so that drill hole intersected 177 meters at 1.1 gold equivalent. That's a combination of gold and silver, and that mineralization was from surface. So holes 21 and 22 released today. One of those holes was at right angles to hole 17, and one was a scissor hole. This is early drilling to try to understand the geometry of the system, because we didn't really know what we were dealing with the results of hole 17 in terms of geometry. So these holes both deliver broad intersections. They're nearly 100 metres thick, and they're grading, you know, 0.4, 0.6 gold equivalent. But within that, there are intervals, 10 metres, 20 metres, that are grading nearly a gram gold equivalent. And so this is a high-grade system, relatively. It's from surface, and this is delivering into our broader strategy that we need to define at Bramaderos some high grade material that we could contemplate as a higher grade front end to any development.
Speaking of which, as the footprint extends here, I understand that you're finding mineralization that's closer to the surface and also of higher grades and higher tenure than what's been reported in the mineral resource estimate. Where does this leave you?
Yeah, so this is a really important point. So when we released the mineral resource of 2.7 million ounces gold equivalent in December last year, it was clear that we needed to go and find some higher grade material. So that higher grade material, when this deposit goes to development, and I'm sure it will at some stage, there's a high grade front end that allows you to pay back capital. We identified Limon as the most prospective area to deliver that. We've drilled these holes and we're finding higher grade material close to surface. So it's a great outcome. It's a positive topographic feature, so strip ratios will be very low, etc. We're already doing preliminary metallurgy, and we're very encouraged by those results. So this is shaping up really well. And the other important component to this in the announcement is that we provide some diagrams that show the potential scale of this opportunity. Now, in the area where we're drilling immediately, we're trying to get our head around the geometry, and that's the focus over the next few months. But this this gold-silver domain is within a broader gold anomaly that measures 1.7 kilometres by 700 metres, so it's a big area. So we're feeling optimistic about the upside of this, but the focus first is to deliver something that's very coherent that can then be attached to our exploration target and ultimately a mineral resource for Bramaderos. So very focused work and delivering great results, and we'll have more results in June. We'll have 25 back from the lab, we expect in June.
Well, the drill bit continues to spin over at Limon, and you've also highlighted that metallurgical test work is underway. On the backdrop of all this, you've just completed a 12 million institutional placement, and that will support exploration both at Bramaderos and your El Palmar prospect as well. Can you bring us some detail on what else this funding will support?
Yeah, so this financial support from existing shareholders and some new shareholders was greatly appreciated. It enables us to keep our drill rigs operating, and the work is very focused. So our work is very much about Limon drilling. Let's move this ahead as fast as we can. And as you said, at El Palmar, we're drilling up there as well. I'm hoping to have a market update during the next few weeks on the results from El Palmar. We're very excited by what we're seeing in the north. and the work at Le Mans is delivering the results that we anticipated. So we're in a good place. We've got funding. We're doing the work. We're delivering good results. And with a $2,000 gold price, we're pretty happy as well. We just wait for the copper price to increase, and it will eventually.
Sunstone Metals Managing Director Malcolm Norris, thanks for bringing us up to speed on everything Le Mans and your recent capital raise. We look forward to talking with you again shortly.
Thanks very much. Pleasure to be here.